上帝祝福你们，再祝福谢谢兄弟姐妹还有敬拜团队带领的敬拜。
Today we are really gathered as a family.
今天我们真的是以一个家聚聚在这里。
Unless something drastically changed, I don't think we'll be congregating here as a church here in this sanctuary.
除非有什么特别的改变，我相信我们有可能不能够在，不会在这里继续的敬拜了。
I want to welcome some friends of mine here with us this morning.
感谢上帝，我们有一些朋友在我们的当中。
Brother Ching Chuan and then the wife Judy and then Brother Stuart and the wife Christina. You'd like to just stand a moment and we give you a very warm welcome.
让我们一起欢迎我们这四位我们的朋友。
God bless you.Actually, they sent the two spies earlier last week to survey. That's what they told me.
感谢上帝，他告诉我，上个礼拜我们就好像那个间谍一样来这边，看看这个地方。
And actually, Sister Christina's uncle, Uncle Chi, has been attending our Chinese ministry for many years now.
Christina 姐妹，她的叔叔就是我们的徐先生。他也已经在这里与我们一起敬拜好多年了。
I'm very happy, very proud of Pastor Gan Hock. He's been taking very good care of him all these years.
感谢上帝一直的在照顾着徐先生。
Even when we go to church camps, he bunk with Uncle Chi and left Sister B to take care of someone else.
感谢上帝。
感谢上帝啊！
感谢上帝。
Okay, lah, very good. Yeah. You know, let me just give you a.Quick review of the first Sunday of this month.
让我再一次的啊，让我们的很快的讲过这个月啊，十一月每个主日所讲的正道。
Happened that we were addressing Romans 12, and the theme was bless and not curse.
罗马书第十二章这样的教导我们，我们。要为他们祝福，不可而非咒诅。
Do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good.
不要让恶来引你，乃是要用善来引过这些恶。
And then the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine," says the Lord.
因为上帝如此的宣告说，审判在于我。
You know, we are currently as a church been.Doing the series from the book of Romans.
我们这一路都在正道讲到罗马书。
So I wouldn't say coincidentally, but God has already planned that on that Sunday, as we were closing this part of our series and taking a break, this was the topic.
感谢上帝亲自为我们安排，就在十一月的时候安排这样的一个信息。
And this was also during that time where a final decision was made about our moving onward from this place.
也就是那一个月，我们也在预备，到底我们会不会离开这个地方。
I'm sharing this because God wants us to be reminded in the last 4 weeks, concluding this week, and where we'll be going over to next week.
我要提醒大家，就是上帝怎么样安排带领我们这一个月，我们。特别是我们的心态啊，应该怎么预备
？We live with our hearts of love and blessing in this place. Amen.
Amen. 我们深深相信，我们的心啊，是以恩典慈爱。
You want more details? Our chairman Sean, I'm so proud of him. Really, he has been keeping us informed about developments over the last 6 months.
如果你要更详细的知道这整个过程，你可以问 Sean 弟兄、哦、他因为六个月已经在为做这整个搬迁的预备了。
But now it's time to bring a closure and to move on.
今天这是落幕的时刻了，神继续的带领我们前面的道路。
Move on where? Do what?
我们要去哪里啊？我们要做什么？
I don't know, but God says I know.
我不知道，但是上帝知道。
And you know, last week, no, 2 weeks ago, I spoke from this passage. I know my plans for you, not for evil, but for a future and for a hope.
因为神知道，他说，因为我自己知道，我为你们预备的计划是什么。
He is the all-knowing God.
因为我们的神是全知的神。
Like we sing in the song, I don't know what holds for me tomorrow.
因为有一首歌如此的说，我不知道明天是怎么样。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
但是我深深知道谁掌管明天。
And I know he holds my hand.
我更知道上帝掌管我的生命。
Abraham was called out to go to a place not knowing where he was going to.
当亚伯拉罕被呼召的时候，他不知道神要他去哪里。
We are just moving Singapore, very small place, a bit to the north, down more central.
新加坡，我们这次是在北部，我们只不过是移到中部而已。
But it's not just about the place that we are going to.
Sorry.
It's not just about the place that we are going to.
其实不是我们到底要搬去哪里。
But it is about the purpose that God has for His church.
而是到底上帝他给这个教会他的目的是什么，目标又是什么。
And for the church, not vaguely as, oh, church, oh, nothing to do with me. I'm just attending the service here.
不要有这样的心态，哦，这是教会，与我无关。
But for us, as He continues to fulfill His will and His purposes in all of our lives individually.
乃是我们的一生要完成神给我们的使命。
Last week we had Elder Bansing to speak, and also partly because, as some of you are aware, he's now away, be away for about a month with the family.
上个主日，Bansing 长老，他正道，我们也知道，他这时候跟家人一起在出国了。
And when he told me that he was going to speak on this theme, rejoice, but what are you rejoicing about?
他告诉我这个主题，你要欢欣鼓舞。
Oh, we are rejoicing because we are moving from place and God already provided another place.
我们要欢喜快乐，是因为神已经为我们预备了新的地方吗？
But you recall he was preaching from Luke chapter 10 when God sent out the 70 disciples.
而是长老他借着路加福音第十章，就是主耶稣要差派他的门徒出去的时候。
And they came back with great rejoicing after ministry.
哇，他们回来的时候欢喜快乐。
Oh, there was healings, there were miracles, there were signs and wonders.
因为当时他们出去的时候宣教的时候，哇，有人得救啊，有鬼被赶出去啊，有病得医治啊。
Even the evil spirits were subject to us, the disciples declared.
甚至门徒们向耶稣说，这是鬼啊，也都服了我们啊。
Jesus says, I saw Satan falling down.
耶稣说，我看见撒旦从天跌了下来。
Oh, that awesome fool, the evil one, is fallen.
那恶毒的那种恶的都已经跌了下来了。
And Jesus says, don't rejoice just because he is defeated that you could do signs and wonders.
所以耶稣跟门徒说，你不要因为这撒旦被降下来了，或者是人得了医治了。
He says, rejoice because your name is in the book of life.
耶稣告诉门徒说，你要喜乐，是因为你的名字已经记录在天上了。
You know, as I reflected on those past weeks and the messages that God has so clearly and coherently given to us,
在我思考这整个月的正道的时候，我看到上帝这样特意的安排了这个次序。
I hope and I pray that we will not become spiritually dull.
我希望我们不要在属灵里面灵命中被淡化了。
only just concerned and concentrating on the things of this world.
不要单单专注在这世上的东西吧。
I'm not asking you to live a careless life. I'm not saying a careless life. I'm not saying that the things of the world are not important.
我不是说这世上的东西不重要，所以你可以活出一个懒散的生命。
I'm saying that every secular aspect must be aligned against the benchmark of the spiritual reality of what God has for us.
我告诉大家的就是，我们在这世上的生活的每一部分，都要与神的那个计划配搭。
At the end of the day, we are to be the light of the world. We are to allow the light of Jesus within us to shine for His name's sake.
我们人生在这世上，我们必须要成为那个光啊，让耶稣的真光啊，从我们的生命中发挥出来吧。
We are to preach the true blessing of God in salvation, that man will not continue to be weighed down by the burdens and the cares of this world.
让世人得着救恩啊，不要再为着这世界的东西而烦吧。
We want to know that however direction God leads us and wherever we might seem to be so lost, He knows the way. We are never lost.
不管上帝是带领我们走哪一条路啊，我们感谢上帝，因为他知道那一条路。
And whatever victories that we might accomplish in the name of Christ through our service, our walk before Him.
不管我们是奉着耶稣基督，我们在整个服事当中怎样的得胜呢？
We rejoice because we'll be there at the final destination.
我们欢喜快乐，因为最终的时候我们要永远跟神在一起啊。
And what's the final destination?
我们最后的目标在哪里呢？
That we are found worthy truly to be able to worship God.
让我们在神里面很真实的能够敬拜这位上帝。
Psalm 15 was very clearly impressed upon me as the last message God would want me to speak here in this place.
诗篇十五篇，上帝很清楚的让我知道，这是我在这里最后一次的宣证道。
I have to give you a new title. This was a title given in most of our Bibles. Let's just use it.
这是圣经里面所给的那个主题啊。
And there is another psalm very similar to this that many of you might be aware of, Psalm 24.
另外，诗篇第二十四篇也是一个特别的一个经文。
And what Psalm 24 tells us in a nutshell is, who may ascend to the hill of God, who may worship the Lord?
诗篇二十四篇是教导我们怎么样的我们能够升到神的面前，谁能够在神的面前敬拜他呢？
And summarized in a nutshell says, He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
诗篇二十四篇告诉我们，唯有守节清心的人才能够敬拜上帝。
He who has not lifted up his head to worship idols, nor have deceitfully sworn in his life.
不是那些拜偶像呢，或是在这世上做奸诈的事的人。
Psalm 24 summarizes this theme of who may ascend, who may be found in the presence of God.
诗篇的十四篇告诉我们，谁能够升到神的面前，谁能够在神的面前敬拜他。
But Psalm 24's greater theme is that the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord will come upon such ones.
诗篇二十四篇给我们更重要的这个信息，就是神的荣耀要充满这一类的人。
Psalm 15 and they're both written by the psalmist King David.
诗篇十五篇也是大卫所写的诗歌。
And in Psalm 15, you see actually 12 traits that are expanded concerning what true godliness is.
所以诗篇十五篇告诉我们什么是圣洁的人。
It's just a sum of five verses.
只有五节而已。
So we can remember them quite well.
所以我们能够很好的背起来。
I want us to just read these five verses both in English and in Chinese.
大家我们能够用英语跟华语一起的来读这段经文。
But instead of looking specifically and in detail from all those characteristics mentioned.
我们不单只是要很注意的每一节他给的信息。
I think the psalm can be summarized in three main points.
这诗篇呢，能够以三个重点来表达。
So let's look at this psalm, Psalm 15, from verses 1 to 5.
诗篇第十五篇第一到第五节。
Okay, Sarah is not moving. Can you just click? Okay. So the psalmist say, David starts by saying, Who may stay in God's temple or live on the holy mountain of the Lord?
第一节这样的告诉我们，谁能在神的圣所，谁能安居在耶和华你的圣山？
Now I hope because of what I've just given you as an overview,You understand why this is such an important question that we can all answer.
我稍微这样的解释，让我们大家能够很肯定的，我们怎么样的来回应上帝。
Because at the end of our lives, if we are not able to stand before the Lord, unable to ascend to His hill, not found in His presence, it's all futility.
因为人生最终的时候。若是我们不能够站在上帝的面前，不能够与神同在的时候，那我们的一生就浪费了。
Then the next four verses, the psalmist David gives us the characteristics.
那接下来的四节，诗人给我们看到我们的这个生命的特征是什么
？Not difficult to understand. I don't think I need to elaborate many of the words. He who walks uprightly.Who works righteousness and who speaks truth in his heart.
第二节就是品行纯全，做事公正，说话诚实的人。
I learning Chinese at the same time. I hope you are also, huh?
我们大家一起学习华语吧。
He does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend.
他不说毁谤的话，不恶待邻人，不恶待这些朋友，也不造谣生事。
He hates worthless people, but shows respect for all who worship the Lord, and he keeps his promises no matter what the cost.
他鄙视恶人，尊重那些敬畏耶和华的人，他起了誓。即使吃亏，也不背誓。
He lends money without charging interest and does not take bribes to hurt the innocent.
他不放债，取利，也不受贿，去坑害无辜。
And then concluding with this verse, He who does these things shall never.Be moved.
这样的人必永远坚立不摇。
I think for the most part, these five verses, and I'm actually using the contemporary English version, I think you fairly understand, get a good grasp of what the passage is all about.
我相信借助这些经文，你能够大概知道这段经文它所讲的意义是什么。
But just to be sure, when one part we read about he.Hates worthless people. We are not talking about some kind of arrogance and superiority of the individual.
当我们说到他恨恶这些恶人，不是来表达他自己的高傲，他是怎么样的一个人。
But he is differentiating between right and wrong, truth and falsehood.
他是帮助我们分别那对的跟不对的。
When we talk about charging interest, taking bribes, he's talking about an integrity in the way he conducts himself.
在讲到他放贷不取利啦，不去伤害那些无辜的人呢，是其实是讲到他的这个品质啊。
Actually, it was quite interesting when I look up commentaries. Oh, they actually listed. I think they are all together 12 different characteristics.
当我看到那个诗音，圣经诗音的时候。看到他有十二个这个讲解。
OK, Okay, Sarah, can you try to just give me the next slide, okay? Three things just to bring to keep in our heart.
我们有三样，好好的记住这个。
You can put in accordingly, but the first thing is all about integrity, moral integrity.
第一个是讲到我们的道德操守。
Walking uprightly speaks of one's integrity.
就是讲到我们的品格纯全的时候，我们活出一个道德正直的一个生命。
Integrity is fundamental to the nature, to the character of a godly person.
一个正直的人能够表达出他是属神的。
And we are talking about moral integrity, not just legal integrity alone.
我们讲到的是那个道德的正直，不是那个律法上的正直。
Because when you talk about legal integrity, like agreements and things like that, they are man-made laws.
因为讲到这个律法上的正直的时候，有时候会有偏差。
And if you have a corrupt government or a corrupt justice system, then behind those legal laws that are made, if there is no ethical and moral integrity,These laws may not necessarily be right.
因为如果是在这样一个贪污的政府的背后的话，那所谓的正直呢，就会被盖掉，而这个律法就无法行得通了。
Conversely, when you have moral and ethical integrity within, as placed by the Spirit and according to the standard of God.
但是当神的灵神的标准把这个道德政治的道德放在我们内心里面的时候，
These are surely and certainly more superior to so-called man-made legal laws.
我相信这样的一个道德的政治会超越世人所给的这个标准。
Could we have stayed on as a church when the lease renewal was up?
当这个律法上的层面提升出来的时候，
Do you know that actually both legally and morally, ethically, we do have grounds to stay on?
因为若是照做律法，甚至照做品格的正直的话，
I think
我们教会有这个权利仍然继续留在这里。
Given to understand by lawyers that we have what they call equitable rights to a place.
因为照做律师这样的一个提醒，他让我们知道我们有这个权利仍然留在这里。
But these are rights that can be realized only when we choose to go to a court of law.
但是这样的一个所谓的权利，只能够上到这个国家的法庭里面。
哦 ，court of law, legal thing, very powerful, finality.
因为国家的法律，那最后的那个权柄是好大的。
Not so.
但是不是的。
First Corinthians chapter 6, for the Christians from the Bible, we have a higher law and authority.
哥林多前书十六章告诉我们，我们有一个比这世上的法律更上一层的律法。
Paul says, isn't it shameful of you if among you Christians you cannot settle dispute, you go to secular courts to get a matter resolved?
因为保罗很清楚地告诉我们，在主内弟兄姐妹当中有一些分叉的时候，一些争纠的时候，你们怎能把这样的事情带到社会的这个法律上去呢？
Why don't you rather be wrong?And why don't you rather be, and very strong words here, why don't you rather be defrauded and even cheated?
保罗告诉我们，即使是面对这样的所谓的吃亏的话，你为什么 不肯让步呢？
When as a community of believers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
当我们在主耶稣基督的名下的时候，这样的一个基督教弟兄姐妹的团体当中。
And we try to resolve things with secular ways and methods and not what the scripture clearly tells us.
若是我们借助这个世界的方法来解决这个问题的，而不是照着上帝的教导来解决的时候，
I say we will bring this repute, shame, reproach to the name of Christ if we do so.
因为我说，我们只不过是让上帝的名被羞愧了。
Sorry, not I say. The Bible says.
不是我说，乃是圣经如此的宣告。
So there are certain battles in life you don't fight because vengeance is the Lord's.
因为世上很多东西，其实我们不需要去纷争、去争斗，因为掌权的、审判的是我们的上帝。
You know how important integrity is, even in the secular world.
在这属世的世界当中，正直是多么的重要吗？
I came across this quote. I hope it's correct. How Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, and how he shares how he decides who he will employ.
一个世界非常有钱的人，他如此的说了这句话。他是说他怎么样的来决定聘请一个人。
He says, I look for intelligence. My worker must be intelligent, right? Must know what they are doing and can do what they are called to do.
他说我要请的这个人是一个有智慧的人。
I look for the worker being industrious, hardworking, not somebody who is slack.
我要找的是一个勤劳的一个工人。
But I also look for integrity.
但是我还是要找的是一个正直的人。
And you know what he says?
你知道他说什么吗？
He says, if the last one is not present, no integrity, then the first two don't matter.
因为他说，如果最后的那个政治的一个品格不在的话，那前面两个已经不算了。
If secular standards can demand such a high standard, how much more the standards of God?
如果世人能够有这样一个这样高准的
这样一个要求 ，Hello, voice is gone. Is the battery died?
Why is it because I speak too loud?
You power lah, Pastor Gan Ho, your power is there. Lah, I can tell you.
那世界有这样高准的要求，那更何况我们的上帝啊，他的标准不是更高吗
？That's why when you look at Godly characteristics, integrity, moral, ethical, godly integrity must be central and be at the core.
So, 上帝给我们的标准，
那个品格的政治，标准的品格从上帝而来，多么的重要。
Integrity is not perfection.
正直不是完全的。
Integrity is not sinlessness.
正直
Anyway, I think just change it is okay, can we? Yeah, don't bother to change again. Integrity is not perfection. Integrity is not sinlessness.Sinlessness. Integrity is I can stand before the Lord.
正直是我能够
在神的面前站立得住。
Call of law Christians will put their hands, not that I've been in a court before, no, I don't know, I hope I don't need to. Put their hands on the Bible and swear according to the holy book, right?
你去法庭的时候，你要宣誓的时候，你的手要按在圣经的上面。
Not just to speak the truth, but the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
你要讲的不单只是对的。 正直的，而是完完全全的正直。
Maybe we have to seriously look into our hearts and our lives.
我们真的要好好的来审查我们的心，我们的生命。
Is there in any way that moral, ethical, and godly integrity been infringed in our hearts?
在我们的心中，那个品格的正直是否受到了影响吗？
Because if it's not there, nothing else is important.
如果不在我们的内心里面，那其他一切已经是无关重要了。
Integrity next is expressed through truthful speech.
正直是借着真实的话语。
We speak truth from the heart. We do not backbite with our tongues.
说话诚实的人，他不说毁谤的话。
Have you noticed that if you keep quiet more than you speak?
如果我们能够多安静
You'll be a better person.
那你就是一个更好的人。
Because when you don't speak so much and then suddenly you open your golden mouth wide open.
当你讲的太多的时候，不小心开了你的金口的时候。
No, 不是不小心啊，要真正的讲话的时候啊，大家都会听。可以吗？
感谢上帝，我下台了。
Like some people, you know the English joke, huh? Keep your mouth shut and nobody knows that you are dumb.
你安静，没有人知道你是笨的。
And open your mouth and you dispel all doubts.
当你开口的时候，你可以把所有的疑问都解决。
不是解决。You don't talk, people don't know you're dumb. You open up and talk, oh, really dumb person. Hear what he says. 哎呦，是这样的啦，可以吗？
感谢上帝，我翻译的相反了。
Yeah, 我听得懂啊，一点点可以啊。Hey, fundamental things, you know, we're not talking about things that are difficult. It's way of life.
这个是非常重要的，这是我们生命的。
But it starts from a heart of integrity.
因为这一切从心中发出那正直的品格
express in truthful speech that we open our mouths and speak sincerely to one another
让我们说诚实的话彼此都说诚实的话
last point already,
不说谎话
and then demonstrated in godly conduct
然后我们以一个敬虔的行为发出来吧。
I'll read in English here first, and I'll click for Chinese later. Godly conduct seen in works of righteousness, seen in the fact that you hate worthless people. That means you don't like people who are vile, who are vulgar, but you show respect to people who have that sense of godliness, who worship God, who keep promises even at cost to himself.
经文。第二节这样的告诉我们做事公正他必是恶人尊重那些敬畏耶和华的人他起了誓即使吃亏也不背誓
We go on the next verse He lends money without charging interest He does not take bribes to hurt the innocent
因为他不放债取利也不贿赂以害无辜的人
So this godly conduct is manifested in many ways
所以神能够用诸方法来表达出来
In the way you deal with people and you express and show godliness in the way you conduct yourself
能够借助你跟人的接触能够借助你说出诚实的话来表达出来
You are like the psalmist in someone Blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of sinners
就像诗人所说的让我们不行在恶人的道路上
He detests wickedness. He delights in the word of God.
他恨恶那些奸诈的，但是呢，他喜爱神的话语。
And when it comes to money, and you know money is central to human life, he doesn't deal falsely, taking bribes or hurting those who are in need.
但是当钱在生活当中的时候，你仍然能够，即使是吃亏，也愿意。
You know how Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount tells us how not to store our treasures where moths destroy and thieves steal.
耶稣在登山宝训的时候如此地告诉我们，因为这些世界的财物是会生锈的，是虫会咬坏的。
But store our treasures in heaven, because where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also.
反而耶稣劝告我们，要把我们的财物都放在天上的时候，你的财物在哪里，你的心就在那里。
And Jesus, in a really, really cryptic and concise way, summarized our struggles under two categories.
耶稣很严肃地把整个教导以两个重点来告诉我们。
He says you cannot serve God and mammon or God and money.
耶稣说你不能够服侍上帝，同时又服侍马门，就是钱的意思。
Because money is the symbol and the embodiment of everything outside of God.
因为这个钱财啊，是在神的整个教导当中之外。
He writes to Timothy, he says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils.
因为保罗像提摩太这样写说，喜爱、贪爱钱财的是万物之根的。
Not evil per se, not money per se, but the love, craving after love, coveting, comparing with others, getting jealous.
不是那个钱的问题啊，而是那个你爱钱爱到一个地步，跟人家比较了，要胜过人的。
That's why biblical financial stewardship, as we practice here in the church, when we do have collection later on.
当我们呢在等下我们会说奉献的时候，在这财务上，在这个法律原则上，我们是怎么样行的
？Is that we recognize we are stewards.Of all that God entrusted to us. We are not the owners. I don't own anything.
我们只不过是上帝的仆人，要我们管理这些钱财，而这些钱财不是我的。
We give because we first have given of ourselves wholly to the Lord.
我们奉献是因为我们把我们全心奉献给上帝。
We give smilingly. We give with a cheerful heart.
我们以一个微笑、一个喜乐的心来奉献。
We give systematically as God supplies.
神怎样的供应我们，我们就以神的教导来奉献。
We give sacrificially when sometimes appeals and needs are there. We give because we trust God. We give through us.
甚至我们有时候的奉献是以牺牲的奉献献上给上帝，因为看到了有需要在那里。
And then above all else, we give spontaneously. Nobody is going to arm twist you. Nobody is going to emotionally, financially blackmail you to give.
我们乃是自愿的，欢喜快乐的献上，不是被人压着、被人逼迫，或者是引诱去。
I think there is a reason why this first part of verse 5 is added.
我知道为什么这第五节的前半段加了上去。
Because finance, money is often a stumbling block to godly conduct.
因为这个钱财啊，常常成为一个忠心于神的人的一个绊脚石。
That's why prosperity gospel, the false gospel, is very attractive. You not only can become spiritual, God wants you rich. It not only just riches, wealth. God wants you to have good health.God wants you happy also. Everything is all about you.
致富神学，教导我们你要有很多的钱啊，发财啊，啊，有喜乐啊，胜过其他一切。
And these are all very appealing. These will always attract crowds. Why not?
这很吸引人啊，很吸引众人啊。
And yet the example of Jesus, though he was rich, he became pure. Very God himself gave up, took the form of man.
而我们的主耶稣他是如此的谦卑啊，他在上帝那里有神的荣耀，但是他愿意放弃这一切，以人来到这世上。
So we have summarized Psalm 15 in just these three key points.
好，我们就以诗篇十五篇以三个重点来总结。
Moral integrity，
就是你的品格的正直。
Truthful speech，
你的话语是诚实的。
Godly conduct，
是一个有敬虔的行为的人。
I conclude with the last verse, second part of the last verse of
最后第五章第五节的下半部如此的说
：He who does these things shall never be moved。
这样的人必永远坚立不摇动。
This is not the promise of God that we don't move from here. We are moving.
这意思不是我们会不会摇动啊？会仍然在这里，我们要不搬呢
？But I'll never be moved upon my foundation, my anchor, Jesus Christ.
而我们永远不从我们的根基，我们的耶稣基督，在这样的根基上摇动。
And when I move, or when we move as a church, God is there ahead of us.He's there behind us. He's there by us. And he's there within us.
当我们以这样的一个心态离开这里的时候，上帝在前面带领我们，上帝也在后面护卫着我们，上帝也在周围看守着我们。
So church, with this message this morning.
所以主内弟兄姐妹，今天早上这个信息，
However our hearts may feel, whatever burdens we may think we are carrying in our lives personally.
有可能我们的心中带着一些重担吧。
When we know we can stand before the Lord and worship Him.
但是我们深深知道我们仍然能够站在神的面前敬拜他。
Nothing else matters.Nothing else matters.
那一切都已经不关重要了。
Christian truths and principles are eternal.
因为圣经的话语，它的永恒的教导政治是永恒的。
There is power in the word of God. It brings conviction. It brings also assurance.
因为神的话语是有权柄的。它能够带来让我们知道什么是正的，什么是邪的。
Jesus says heavens and earth will pass away, my words not even one iota, one jot, one comma will pass away.
耶稣说世界都会过去，但是神的话语一撇也不会过去。
And when tempted even by Satan, Jesus says manShall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
甚至人在受到试探的时候，耶稣说：“我们人活着不是为了事物而活，乃是神的话语在我们的生命当中。”
Church, let's all stand together.
主内弟兄姐妹，让我们一起站立。
And I invite you to just take a few quiet moments. Maybe even to just close your eyes, bow your heads, because